Feeling the burn of those AC bills? Rosie's friends from Harmon Solar are joining the conversation today. Find out how to use your Arizona sun to cool them down. Call with your questions for Harmon Solar at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Let the sun shine in. Right here at Rosie on the House, talking solar industry, solar photovoltaic electrical generation on your roof with the Rosie certified solar contractor, Harmon Solar, Mr. Dan King. You know, I'm always asked, how much will I save? How do you answer that?
Well, again, it goes back to that free site assessment.
Well, how much do you use?
Yeah, how much do you use? How much solar can we fit on your roof? What are you currently paying for energy? I mean, all of those questions need to be answered. So
talk about the new panels.
Oh, yeah, the SunPower?
Yeah.
Well, SunPower has been out in the marketplace for a very long time, but their panels are the highest efficiency panels.
I didn't mean the new panels. I meant the newer generation of panels.
SunPower panels are highest efficiency. They carry the greatest warranty on the market.
Can I put fewer panels up and get the same amount of juice?
Right now, I would say a standard efficiency module is about 250 watts, 255. That's kind of the generation that's out there now. And the modules that we install for SunPower are 327 watts on the same footprint. So they generate a whole lot more energy, meaning that if you've got limited roof space, now that's a great advantage with SunPower. And they've gotten really aggressive over the last month or so in their pricing. Their lease product is making some of the competition run. So,
and when you say SunPower, is that a brand name? Is that different than photovoltaic? What?
That's the manufacturer, SunPower. Okay. And they're also, they do their own financing too. So they offer a lease and finance products for their products.
How about the haboobs and the dust? I know a guy that makes a living cleaning solar panels.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely an industry out there for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I personally have had solar on my house for 5 years. I've paid to have the panels cleaned once.
Okay.
I usually rely on, you know, occasional rain.
Rain behind the haboob.
Right. You know, or, the, you know, checking the pigeons and make sure there's not too much you know, droppings up there. But, you know, cleaner panels obviously produce more energy. You just have to justify the cost to see the increase in production. So I would think that if you get a lot of dust up there and no rain, it might make sense to periodically have the panels cleaned.
Yeah, the Rosie Certified Window Washer in Maricopa County, Clear Coat Company, actually does a lot of solar cleaning.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. We've got a lot of people waiting to talk to Dan here.
Starting with Ruth in Sun City. Welcome to the program. If you have a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Ruth, go ahead.
Oh, yes, I have solar panels that I got 2 years ago, and I'm curious about the difference. They put up 33 panels on my roof facing south, and it's on a lease, a 20-year lease, or $33,000. And I'm wondering if that price, you said the prices have gone down on the panels. And I'm a widow, and I appreciate the price, the fact that APS's prices are really good in the summer. My last one was only $30, but my panel prices are $107 a month. And I'm wondering if I should call them and ask them if I could, they could lower the price of the panels.
Yeah, she said $30 from APS, and and she's paying $130. That's $170.
$130 some dollars.
$137.
Yeah. That's I don't know. That's awesome.
A lease is a contract.
You can pay my bill if you don't like yours.
Ruth, I think for you, if you wanted to feel good about what you're saving, is take a look at. I'm sure you have access to what the kilowatt hour solar production is, and if you could look at that in relationship to what the solar lease is, and back into what you're paying per kilowatt hour, as long as that's saving you money over what the utility bill is, I think that's a really positive thing.
Yeah, right, we appreciate the call. There are, you'd mentioned there's some tactics. Not everyone's in the best. I don't know if you heard the email we read earlier. Some people brand new to Arizona, Christine, in looks like the East Valley, brand new to Arizona, had a solar company out, and they immediately tried to start selling irradiant barriers. But Ruth, I think you're in a great position. Yeah. I think it sounds fair, reasonable, and like you said, check your writing. Yeah. And
Romy, you bring up a really good point in talking about what people should look out for, identifying what they're telling you. One, the production of the system is, make sure that that's accurate. And then what they're saying they're offsetting. If they're saying they're offsetting much more than, say, 14 or 15 cent energy, it's not true. People, you know, they look at that and they say that they're going to offset 20, 25 cent energy. It just doesn't happen.
And 25 cent, that's your on peak.
Yeah, but when you take a look at that, it's a blend, right? Your solar system, when you're on an on-peak, off-peak rate, and typically it's a noon to seven rate, your solar produces energy from, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 or 5 o'clock at night. So some of that energy is off-peak production.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about some of the deceiving tactics other solar companies are using to hoodwink people into this. But right now we've got every single line lit up. Let's get through some callers, but be ready to carry that conversation a little farther.
Okay.
Mark in Tucson, go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Mark. I'd like to ask if there's a preference for type of roofing. A lot of homes around here have those clay tiles. Would the steel better? What's the best? Flat roof.
I don't know that anyone is better or worse. We use a licensed roofing contractor. My guys are electricians. They're not roofers. I make sure that the proper trade is up there flashing and sealing. So we can install solar on just about any roof. So I don't think we have a preference. The other thing that we do is we always take a look at the structural aspect and make sure we get a structural review of everything too. So I don't know that there's one roof type that's better than another.
What about direction? If you've got a ridged roof and it's, let's say, a 512 peak and you've got the north side, are you wasting money putting panels that are kind of
really
shaded? Really shaded, but they're not obviously as directional as the south side.
You want to make sure that you try to place the panels. The ideal location is south-facing, and then you would gravitate east or west from there. And we tend to go, if there's a west-facing roof, we would tend to go there before we go to the east-facing roof.
Now, in this perfectly designed home that I'm going to start dreaming about here, I don't want panels on my roof. I'd like to put them on the outbuilding. Mm-hmm. I'd like to put them on the corrals, okay, the barn. That's all good, huh?
I think that would be great. If you have a horse property and mm-hmm. you want to create some shade for the horses, let's put them out there.
Now, does that drive the cost of the system up, separating the panels from the house by a half an acre?
Yeah. The farther away you are from the interconnection point, that increases the wire size and potential drop in efficiency. But, you know, that's all something that can be built into the return on investment and modeling, financial modeling that we would do for you.
Well, I think that's how it's gonna come together at my house, I believe. So there you go. What were you gasping for?
Yeah, just sometimes the most obvious smack you in the face. I'm sitting on a proposal from Harmon Solar, and I've got to go down to the county and finish getting the records right on the land property. And that just takes a Monday going downtown, and I'm very stubborn leaving my property on a Monday. So I've just got to get it done. But we were going to trench all the way to the northwest side of the property and just put them on ground mount units where there's kind of a floodplain and nothing's ever going to happen. At the same time right now, I'm building horse panels and I'm getting ready to trench water out there. I've got the trench open and I still haven't bought the cover I'm putting out there yet.
There you go.
That's duh.
Let's get back to the calls.
Sorry. I didn't mean to sidetrack. Mark, another Mark with a different question. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, the question I have is I'm living in north side of Scottsdale, and I have a home, 3,568 square foot. And this 3,600 square feet, I use about 20,000 kilowatt a year. And I'm looking for a system that covers everything, including the pool that I have, which is heated by gas. And I estimated 25,000. Is there any system like that to cover everything?
Well, again, you can build a system that can produce that amount of energy. The question is, does your roof allow the room for it, or do you have land available if you needed to build a system large enough? Again, that's where the solar consultants would come in. We could have somebody meet with you, get your energy bills, you know, do a whole layout or look at your roof and do all the proper steps to basically tell you what size system would actually fit on your property or your house and be able to demonstrate what type of energy that could generate. Again, the SunPower panels that I talked about earlier, we'd be able to obviously fit more power in a lot smaller space, so that's a positive thing.
Now, you don't have anyone answering the phone right now, but he should call what number?
Yeah, 1-800-281-3189. You could leave a message, or you can go to harmansolar.com. You'd get an email response back right away, and our people will be available Monday morning first thing to return any phone calls.
And anybody leaving a voicemail this weekend will get a call back first thing Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, there you go. So 20 kW. That's about the size system he's going to need to be completely?
No, if he needs 20 or 25,000 kilowatt hours annually, that system could be probably 10 to 12,000. That would probably come close.
Okay.
All it's right. not unrealistic.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I'm glad we took the call.
All right.
That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348, but we've still got a lot of callers in queue. Who are we going to next, bud?
Well, we got to take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish. I know.
Can't we just talk through the break?
That's your show. You want to?
Look, all these people are trying to talk to Dan.
You want to go jump through it, or you want to take
see.
It?
Let me see who we would aggravate. No, no.
Can't.
Harmon Solar's in this break.
Yeah, we better take it. We'll be right back.